Welcome into American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Last week, Dominican Republic confirmed African swine fever. We're talking about that and more with ASF with Dr. Paul Sundberg with the Swine Health Information Center. Dr. Sundberg, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Jesse. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, we got quite a few things to talk about, Dr. Sundberg, and I think the biggest one, African swine fever. We've been following this. We've been hearing a lot about it, and I know just getting it confirmed in the Dominican Republic. So getting a little closer to home, a little closer to the U.S. Talk about maybe just that news first, since that's really fresh news.
Sure. That is something that's high interest right now, because that's the first time in 40 years that African swine fever has been found in the Western Hemisphere, in the Americas. It was found in a couple of small farms in the Dominican Republic that are separated by multiple miles. So they're not neighboring farms. It's not just one focused infection. It's a couple of infections in different areas. They were found because of a cooperative surveillance program that USDA has with the Dominican Republic. And there have been some swine health issues down there for maybe the last month. Tests have come back negative. It's my understanding this is the first time they've found them to be positive. And so there's been a lot of activity related to that.
Well, and I know as well, on top of this and seeing it in the Dominican Republic getting a little closer to the U.S., and we could talk more about our preparedness here in a little bit, but also China has been a big issue, and we've been hearing varying reports, I would say, about issues in China once again. We're hearing about it in Germany and Europe again. Talk about some of the latest that you're hearing and seeing with some of those major outbreaks, especially in Asia and Europe.
Well, they're still trying to be managed. Let's start with Asia, for example. In Asia and Southeast Asia, those outbreaks are still trying to be managed. There are successes and there are failures. And anytime you put a population of susceptible animals in with a virus like ASF in trying to repopulate herds, you're going to have those successes and failures. High biosecurity farms are having more success, but there are still some failures in those as well. So it's a work in progress. In Asia, there is a variety of different illegal, non-approved maybe is the best word, non-approved vaccines that are being used to just try to stop production losses. Those vaccines may be contributing some to the outbreak, maybe contributing some to the low level of infections. And so that's another issue. There's a lot of things going on in Asia that we're learning a lot of lessons from. In Europe, that's also a spot where we're learning a lot of lessons, especially about the interaction between feral pigs and domestic production. Germany just reported their first infection in commercial pigs, but those commercial pigs also were outdoor housed. They were small holdings. They were outdoor housed. And most probably, although there isn't any record of it, they very well may have had contact with infected feral pigs. So those are the kinds of things that we in the U.S. and in North America are watching, learning lessons about preparedness, prevention, response.
Well, and you talk about learning those lessons and the preparedness, and I know as well, a lot of research has been done with the Swine Health Information Center. I know Vietnam is an area where you've been working pretty tirelessly with research to look at African swine fever. Maybe just talk about how that in general is getting us prepared for a potential outbreak here in the U.S. if it does happen. We don't want it to happen, obviously, yeah. But if it does happen.
Yeah, if it does happen. Here's the thing. We got a grant from the USDA Foreign Ag Service, and that enabled us to do this research in Vietnam where the African swine fever is an active infection. And we're taking then that research that we know from laboratories, we're taking that out into the field and testing it out in the field in Vietnam. And so the types of things that we're doing there are in preparation for the what ifs. We're looking at pathways of entries onto the farm. We're looking at the ability to use a pen-side test to detect ASF, the ability to remove animals right away from a barn that may become infected to see if you can save the rest of the barn. We're looking at tests for antibodies. All of these kinds of things are all in preparation for the what if, and looking down the road at a potential outbreak in the U.S. and tools that we may need to use, as well as if it becomes endemic, if we have a widespread outbreak in the U.S. and we have to go into eradication, that eradication program is going to need some new tools. So this is looking over the hill and into the future of what we might need as we go. It will take some USDA policy changes, because right now USDA policy, which is appropriate, is if we find the infection, we're going to remove the pigs, we're going to remove everything. This is a question of, but if we get past that point, what other tools may we have to use? And we have that opportunity with this grant in Vietnam.
How much concern is out there among experts and farmers here in the U.S. right now about a potential outbreak? You know, we continue to hear the worries in China and Europe and now in the Dominican Republic, and one has to wonder, okay, what's it going to take to bring it here? And like I said, we don't want it to happen, but what's the worry level right now across the country, in your opinion?
Oh, well, that's the first thing on anybody's mind. If you talk about what's the major swine health issue we have right now, it is the potential for an African swine fever outbreak. There's PRRS and endemic diseases, but this potential for an ASF outbreak is going to stop our trade. It's going to stop the markets, and that's going to be a devastating thing to the industry. So certainly that's on top of everybody's mind. This movement into the DR is a really important thing in that it's a geographical association now. It's moving around the world. It's getting closer to us. USDA has put into place with the Department of Homeland Security increased inspections. The CBP, the Customs and Border Protection, and their Beagle patrols and all of the inspections are heightened on the East Coast and in areas where we might have something from the Dominican Republic. The DR has had classical swine fever for a long time. So there's no products coming from the Dominican Republic into the U.S. because of CSF infections anyway, and no legal products. But we want to keep those illegal ones out. And that's the main concern for U.S. pork producers and U.S. pork industry. Protect our borders. Prevention is the number one thing. Sure, we have to be ready for response and recovery. But response and recovery means that we failed at prevention, and we don't want to fail at that.
With that, Dr. Paul Sundberg with the Swine Health Information Center. Appreciate you joining me here today. Thanks so much for the time.
Good. Thanks for the opportunity, Jesse. It's good to talk to you.
That's Dr. Paul Sundberg with the Swine Health Information Center. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.